everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 1, entitled The Day Will Come When You Won't Be. It's written by Scott Gimple and directed by Greg Nicotero. Scott Gimple, I believe, is the showrunner, and Greg Nicotero is the makeup artist or makeup director.
Right.
All right, Gary, so we've watched the episode twice.
Yes, we did.
Pretty hard to watch a second time.
It was pretty hard to watch the first time.
Yes. More so the second time because you know it's going to happen. But what are your overall thoughts? Did you enjoy the episode?
Nicole cried like a baby both times.
Did not. I was more like on Carl's level.
No, you wasn't.
Did not shed a tear. I was like, cut my arm off, bitch. What you going to do?
She's lying.
I was Carl in the situation. You were Rick.
Well, I'm going to be honest here and say I was in my feelings both times. I mean, it was just hard to watch. It was hard to watch. Yeah, you're right. Especially the second time, knowing what's coming.
Right.
I mean, I had someone at work come up to me and talking about, hey, Gary, they kind of pushed the envelope a little bit last night, didn't they? I like, pushed the what? Yo, they went postal last night.
Yeah, they went a little cray-cray.
Yo, they tried to ruin our lives.
I wouldn't go that far, but you know, they made us a little sick there and there, here and there. It was a little upsetting.
Yo, who would think of some stuff like this?
Yeah, some like, very sick.
Like
people.
If I was best friends with one of the writers, you know, I just know automatically, like, okay, this guy's a serial killer.
Yeah, like we're.
I don't know if I can be friends with him anymore.
We're in the writing room and we're talking about what happens next, and then one of them goes, "Hey, wouldn't it be awesome if we just bash their heads in over and over, and then would it be even better is if we have Glenn's eye popping out?" I'd be sitting there like in writing with my pen, but secretly in my head, be like, this guy's a psycho. Do not ever be alone with him again. Like, that's what I would be thinking if I was the other person in the room.
That guy's blocked from everything. All social media.
Do not invite him over ever again. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. There were a lot of parts of the episode that I did enjoy. It was definitely not the gruesome beating, but a lot of the emotional parts, I think, hit home really good, and I enjoyed it, and I'm really excited to see what happens next. Like, I'm kind of glad. I'm like, oh, I'm glad we got that over with. Let's move on. I want to see what else is going on.
Yeah, let's move on. You know, I hope Pastor Gabriel get him a good home going. You know, just celebrate their life. You know, we don't want to mourn, you know, the evilness that was done to them by the devil. Negan,
yeah.
We want to celebrate their life. I mean, you know, Glenn brought us a lot of good things. You know, Glenn saved Rick. Remember that first episode?
Yeah.
Glenn was the one that saved Rick. Glenn introduced us to, like, our crew.
Half the group. Well, actually, I don't know if anyone...
Majority of the group.
Who else is there that was from season one besides I'm just Rick like and Carl this. I mean, and Glenn?
Glenn introduced us to like
Beautiful
Andrea.
Yeah.
That racist bastard Merle.
Yeah. And his brother Daryl.
And the sweet and lovable T-Dog. You know, we got introduced to Daryl later. But you know that...
No, Daryl was there at the camp.
He came back to the camp, but remember, we was introduced to T-Dog and the rest of them inside the city.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Merle was there. And then we meet Daryl, like, second episode, I think.
And the only reason that Rick was reunited with his wife and Carl was because of Glenn's and Glenn's group.
Yeah.
They took him back to camp.
Yeah, R.I.P., Glenn.
R.I.P. And we can't forget about good old Abraham.
With his jokes.
In fact, yo, Glenn introduced us to Abraham.
Oh, yeah. They got in a fight.
No, remember the accident after they left the prison. Abraham found Glenn.
Yeah, and then they got in a fight.
Glenn wanted to go back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Abraham. Funny sayings. Grabbing a piece of shit by the clean end. I hope nobody tries that.
Son of a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If we had prepared correctly, we would have had all of Abraham's, like, crazy sayings.
Right.
I mean, he even went out with a crazy saying. Like, what'd he say? Suck my nuts or something. Like, I don't know. If you beat me, I don't have no words for you. Like, I'm too busy dying to speak. So that was pretty amazing that him and Glenn got to say their, like, final words or whatever.
It is.
All right, so let's get into it. One small disclaimer. I'm going to try to make sure I edit all my coughing and sneezing out, but I do have a cold, so it is a little difficult to talk, but hey, we got to power on because it's The Walking Dead. First on our list of likes, and Gary and I wrote our notes separately, so it's possible that we do not have the same likes and dislikes, and we can go from there. But I actually enjoyed the pacing of everything. I liked how they let those seconds go by for Negan when he's just sitting there at the beginning, just looking at Rick, and there's no communication. It's only like 5 seconds, but nothing seemed rushed in this episode.
Right.
And I know a lot of people didn't like that because they're like, oh, it took them like over 20 minutes for us to show who got killed. But that just made it even more intense.
It did.
And then after, and the reason why they did that is because they knew after that we were kind of like spaced out for a little bit. You know, we were kind of like the group, like what, you know, it's kind of hard to concentrate on what you just saw after you saw that. So I kind of liked the pacing and I liked how they took their time with everything. And I liked how they showed these long, drawn-out emotional scenes where, whether it was Rick sitting there and just thinking about, like, I honestly think he was thinking about, like, shit, what can I do? But then he kept, you know, I'm not going to go too far into our likes, but he kept thinking, okay, there's other people besides myself to think about. But I just enjoyed the pacing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was perfect. The Walking Dead has always done a good job with the storytelling. And like I said, this time it was perfect. It wasn't rushed. Even though, you know, I was impatient, I was like, okay, who got killed? Who got killed? Because I kept saying it. Who did he kill? Even after the first commercial break, I'm sitting here upset. But I wasn't ready.
I agree. Now, there's a lot of likes on this list that includes Negan. And I think I gave him some props last year, but that was before I saw how far he was going to go. So by no means am I congratulating Negan or like uplifting him and his actions, but you got to admit that he has like a good sense of humor somewhat. Like somehow, some sick way when he says stuff, you kind of like, if it wasn't such bad circumstances, you probably would laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I hope he dies a horrible death.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's what even makes it better, which I don't know if they had to show everything they showed, but we can get to that when we get to that. But when he told Rick, come and grab your axe, while he's sitting in the trailer, and he's like kind of like daring Rick, go ahead, grab your axe. Go ahead. I like that scene.
I loved everything about Negan breaking Rick down. I mean, everything was calculated. He knew what he was going to do next. He knew how far to push Rick. He knew what Rick was going to do next. Because even when Rick was, and I don't know if this is on your likes list, but I'm going to get into this. Even when Rick, he told Rick to go get his axe, and Rick was fighting zombies, and he was up. Negan wouldn't let Rick die for anything. Like, no, you know, I'm going to save you at the very end.
Right.
Get my axe, bring it back to me. He was just showing Rick his power. Like, I'm the one who decides whether you live or die.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's deep.
No, it was. It was. And then I liked when he said, think about what happened, what could have happened, and what can still happen.
Right.
And I was like, damn, Negan. He's spitting some philosophy here to him, you know, making him think.
Negan is a scary character.
Yeah, he definitely is. Rick fighting the walkers in the fog. I kind of like that scene. Yeah. They did that, I think, season 4, when they were all separated. I believe Bob, Sasha, and Maggie were all together. And remember, they thought Bob got bit. Wasn't it that scene where, and he's like, no, no, they bit my bandage or whatever. And it was like foggy or something, if I remember correctly. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Season 4 was like the worst season. So it's probably you watched it once and then you were just done with that season.
Here we go again. Talking about the worst season. I don't think Walking Dead had a bad season.
Oh, God. Let me show you season 4. All right. So I liked it, though. It was a lot of fog. It was kind of like a little too much fog. Like, yeah, right. But I don't know. It's possible. But either way, I liked it.
It was done.
Yeah, I liked it. All right. Then now we're getting to like the killing scene. And the things I liked about it was when Abraham showed Sasha the deuces and then him also saying, suck my nuts.
Abraham is a tough character. And I know we talked about this in an instant cast, but you and I both said that if we were Negan Abraham would be the one that we take out. Because Abraham really wasn't fearing shit.
Definitely.
He didn't show no fear whatsoever. No emotion. And obviously, we weren't the only ones that thought so. Negan also thought that. Because I swear that any, many, mighty Mo didn't land on Abraham.
Oh, I know. I think I might have mentioned this in Instant Cast. Like, he knew who he was going to pick. But I think he wanted just to taunt them just a little bit and make it seem not necessarily strategic, but he wanted to make sure everyone was scared. So if he would have immediately went to Negan, or excuse me, he would immediately went to Abraham, everyone else would be like, oh, God, I'm in the clear. But he had to any, many, mighty mow them all, even Carl, to let them know, hey, you may die, or you may die. But that whole time, he was definitely going to pick Abraham. I mean, Abraham's ass is too big to just let go. I'm sorry. Like, like, no disrespect to Abraham, but if I was Negan, no, either you come work for me, or like how he did Daryl, and we can get to that later, but you come work for me, or no, you got to go because you're too big. You're too big and too tough.
Right.
Now, after... And if I'm skipping something, that means it must have landed on the dislikes list. So go ahead and jump in if you're like, hey, she didn't bring this up. It's probably because it's on my dislikes list. So after Daryl does what he does and Dwight offers to kill him, I kind of like this because we saw last season that Dwight shot Daryl and it was kind of weird. And we're like, why did he randomly shoot Daryl?
Right.
And a lot of people were saying, oh, it's because he wanted to save Daryl, because if Daryl's weak, Negan want to kill him, and we kind of see that's true. He killed the strongest person in his opinion, or at least in our opinion, which was Abraham. I mean, I think if Abraham wasn't there, Rick definitely would have got it. So my point is,
now I think if Abraham wasn't there, he probably would have went ahead and killed Glenn.
Glenn. I think you. Glenn. Don't judge me.
Our day one.
You know, Walking Dead, when you die, it's like, what? Who are you again? No, I'm just joking. Don't kill me. Yeah, I always love Glenn. He always have a special part. No, I think the reason, okay, before, let me finish that, and then I'm going to talk about Glenn. But Dwight offering to kill Daryl, I liked it because it felt like he was once again saving Daryl. Like, he'd rather give Daryl a quick kill. So he was going to kill Daryl for Negan, but I think it would have been like, you know, let me kill him. You want me to do it right here, right now? It was not to show he was big, bad, and tough, but it was kind of like, oh, let me just get this dude out of his misery rather than him meet the bat.
So why do you think he's trying to protect Daryl?
Because I forgot. Oh, I was going to say there was a reason. Because remember, Dwight is the guy that early on in season 6, when he found the people in the woods, he saved Dwight. So I guess this is Dwight, like, still kind of owing Daryl.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
See, I didn't think Dwight had any love for him because, right, he saved Dwight, but then Dwight repaid him by stealing his bike.
Yeah, but that's...
And his bow.
Only thing I can come to as far as why did Dwight offer to kill him. Like, hey, you want me to do it, boss? Unless he's just trying to get in good grace with Negan because, you know, he does have that burn on his face. So maybe this is his way to get back in good grace with Negan. But when I saw it, I thought he wanted to give Daryl a quick kill.
Okay. I mean, that's a good theory.
And then before we move on, the thing I wanted to say about Glenn is maybe the reason why, it's not that I'm not mourning his death or anything like that. I definitely am, but...
We're celebrating his life.
Well, I think last year when we thought he got killed at the dumpster... I don't know if you remember that Instant Cast. Like, I was almost in tears in that Instant Cast. I was really sad that day because we thought he died. So, and then it turns out he didn't die. And I guess I feel like I've already mourned him. Like, I've already mourned him. I'm not saying it's not sad now, but I felt like I think all those emotions came out already before.
Well, you brought up a lot of good points last season. I think... during our Instant Cast for Not Tomorrow Yet, when him and Heath, when he killed the person for Heath, and remember that was his first kill.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, this is their way of removing him, you know, keeping Heath the clean guy now.
The virgin. Like, it's like the scary movie. The virgin can't die, but as soon as they have sex, they can die.
Right.
And he lost his non-killing virginity.
Okay. So you said right then, you know, once he killed the person for Heath, now Heath was the new version of the crew. I mean, although we barely see Heath, we've seen previews where he's coming. So we know he's going to be in this season. But I think that was a good prediction when you said once he did that, this was going to happen.
I agree. I think maybe Heath could be, he not necessarily can't take Glenn's place or anything like that.
Yeah, he could never introduce us to another T-Dog.
I don't know why you keep bringing up T-Dog.
Yeah, T-Dog was a man.
Okay.
He was a lovable character.
I see a lot of people like T-Dog. I guess I don't ever remember anything that T-Dog did that made, like, the thing I remember of T-Dog is when he was like to, and I know he was sick or whatever, he had a scar, but when it, was it Herschel? No, Dale. When he was telling Dale, like, yo, let's just leave him. Remember when they were on the side of the road and they were all looking for Sophia? Like, that's what I remember of T-Dog. He was like, yo, let's just go. Let's just leave him. Like, I don't know. So when I think of T-Dog, I think of that. But I'm pretty sure he's done other things. But, like, when someone ever announces T-Dog, like, that's the first thought I think of. I'm pretty sure he's done better, though.
Some people only remember the bad stuff.
Yeah, some people. All right. So next on the likes list is the different faces of the group members dying. Like, who could be next? Like, this was when Rick, I believe he was still on top of the trailer.
I love that scene.
And it was showing different everyone that was still back behind on their knees, showing them get hit over the bat.
Right.
And this is, I think this, like, okay, first of all, I think the internet, like, some people are like, not the brightest, like, not judging, but when that day it came on Sunday night, so many people are like, I'm so confused. Did everybody die? And I'm like, dude, do you guys not get what's going on here? It's clearly like, you know, his thoughts or whatever.
Right. He's thinking who could be next.
Yeah. But people are like, I'm so confused. I think everyone's dead. Is Rick dead? It was just like, okay, you guys, you're going a little too far here.
Well, the thing about that is no theory was a bad theory that day because Rick could have been dead. He could have been. You know, he could have been a person that got hit upside the head, and it was just like everything that was playing out could have been in his mind. So I don't think, you know, I was reading all that stuff also, and I was thinking that, okay, yeah, this is good. This is a good thought. I think we knew what was going on. And one thing, that was a great scene, but one thing about it is I think they killed everybody. I mean, not killed everybody. I'm saying I think everybody shot a scene where they was dying. Or getting hit by Lucille.
Yeah.
I think all the characters shot that scene. Cause I think it probably was a shock to them when they found out who was actually dying because all of them did the scene.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was a shock to them up to a certain point until they probably returned to set because,
right,
you know, they still, I'm pretty sure they've taped at least 6 or 7 episodes at this point. All right. Negan calling Rick Prick was kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
I said Rick was...
Negan's an asshole.
Yeah. But it was funny. He was like, hey, prick.
Like, why mess with the man like that? But you ever did enough?
Right, but when he says stuff, he doesn't even say it, like, in a mean tone or anything. He just says it like...
When they showed his face, he was smiling.
Yeah, he says it like he's joking around with some buddies. Like, hey, prick.
Like, we're not friends, guy.
Like, we are not friends, dude.
Yo, nigga, we're not friends. He just killed my people.
Well, prick is... better than, like, what I was calling him earlier, which is Reek. I was calling him Reek. So, he either can be Prick or he can be Reek.
Oh, you see, you didn't say it on the podcast.
Yeah, I said it earlier.
But Nicole said it earlier, like, Rick is the new Reek. And if anybody watched the Game of Thrones, you know who Reek is. And I think that's so disrespectful. I don't think Negan broke him down that bad.
He is pretty damn broken.
I don't think it's that bad. But only time will tell. I got to see the next episode.
Man, if he tells him
if
to...
If Rick is walking around with his head down, then he may have a point.
Man, if he tells Rick, your new name is Reek, Rick would be like, okay. Like, I'm Reek. You know, if he tells Rick to give me a clean shave, Rick will give him a clean shave. I think so. At this point.
I don't know. I have to wait to see.
Well, which brings us to our next, like, when Negan told Rick, you are still looking at me that same damn way. Like, he's like, do you know the point of this trip? The reason why I took you in the RV and did all that bullshit, you know, making you fight the walkers, is because he was saying, I wanted you to fear me. I wanted you to know that I'm in control. But he's like, you're still looking at me the same way as you did before, which means that fear didn't get into you deep enough.
Right.
And it kind of reminded me of, like, when you're in trouble as a kid and your parent goes, like, did you learn your lesson? And you're like, yeah. And then, like, you do it again the next day. And they're like, you clearly didn't learn your lesson because you did it again the next day. And that's how Negan was kind of talking to Rick. Like, dude, you didn't learn your lesson because you're talking shit to me. And maybe you're not talking shit to me anymore, but you still have that look on your face like, I want to talk shit to you, but I'm not right, that
I still
want to
kill you.
Yeah, like, I still want to kill you. Like, even when they got on the trailer, he was saying, like, oh, I'm not going to kill you, not today, not tomorrow. Like, dude. So, I liked Negan schooling him on this. I mean, I guess if you're going to be a villain, if you're going to go all in, hey, you need them to fear you.
Right. One thing, I wonder why nobody passed out.
Like, from the grossness? Or?
Yeah, because me personally, even if it was faking, you know, if I would have saw him hit Abraham, I would just play the pass out role. I just passed out, act like, you know, I didn't see nothing else, you know, to save myself.
I was wondering a few things. Why no one threw up? Because I almost did, just in my living
just
room.
Watching yeah, it,
just
right.
watching it. Why no one threw up? Like, how no one pissed their pants? Because they were there all night.
Well,
and like,
we don't know if anybody pissed their pants.
Eugene probably did. And then, like, how, like, I would have been like a little kid. I would have had my eyes closed and my fingers in my ears. Like, I would have been able to look at anything. And we didn't really see anyone do that. Like, everyone kind of just looked forward and they cried, but, like, I couldn't even, it was hard for me to hear it from the TV screen. So just to be there in that presence, it seems like someone would have had their ears covered.
Because this right here is a real bittersweet. And what I mean by that is, it's sad that your friend is getting killed, that Abraham's getting killed, but it's like a guilty, like you're feeling guilty because you're sad at one point that he's getting killed, but you're glad it's not you.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure everybody had those emotions running through them. Like, thank God it's not me, but damn, it's my friend, but damn, why am I thinking, thank God it's not me?
Right. Okay. That relief.
Right.
I think there was relief on a lot of their faces before the Daryl situation happened. I think it was kind of relief, like, it's over, you know? Well, even, is that when Negan said, you can breathe? I mean, I know that happened last season. I don't know if he said it in this episode. Yeah, he said it, right? Did he say it?
Yeah. So much happened. This was a dark episode.
Okay. Next on the likes list, Rick almost cutting Carl's arm off. I actually enjoyed that part because there was nothing gross or it was like more emotion. You know, it was intense. It was like, oh shit, are we really about to see this take place? Like, how much more can they take from Carl? But an article I read, like, that was the part that sent them over the edge. Like,
that sent me over the edge.
Really?
It did. Because I was thinking that, you know, you done killed two people. You done, you know, play God with Rick in the truck. It's not over yet. You're going to do this to us? I had it. By the time that part came up, I've already had enough. I couldn't take anymore.
Now, when you and I were watching the first time, I think you're like, nope, it wouldn't have been you. You would never be able to do that to your own kid.
No.
Do you still stand by that?
Right. I do. I guess Rick is stronger than I am in a sense, because although he didn't want to, you know, Carl was badass. Carl said, just do it. But, you know, Rick was about to do it. Me, I'm sorry. We all have to die. I'd rather us all die together, you know, because it was going to be quick. You know, like Ninga said, I have a gun pointed to the back of everybody's head.
Well, that's he said he death. Was going to bash Carl's head in. He did say that. He would bash Carl's head
in. Well, you know what? Carl might be dead by the first hit, you know.
Oh, that's so sick.
Just kill us all so we don't have to keep going through this. Because if you think about it, Negan is going to punish them over and over and over again. Me, I had enough of the zombie apocalypse. I'm good. I done seen it all now. Go ahead, kill me now.
I'm kind of on that level as well.
Yo, they even met Jesus.
Yeah.
they did it all. They met Jesus. It's over. I'm good, nigga. Go ahead and kill me.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that level now as well, because it's like, what kind of life are you about to go ahead and live? You know, like, okay, so you get to live, but what is life if it's nothing but fear? And, you know, am I going to die? Is he going to come and beat somebody else up? I couldn't live that way. And I'm not advocating suicide or anything like that. But at this point, I think it's going to take away from one of my dislikes, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. At this point, I think I would just get up and, like, let's fight. We may die, but let's fight.
And I think Daryl had the best idea. That was Daryl thinking. Like, you know what? Let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
Now, in our Instacast, you said you were kind of upset with Daryl for doing that because that's the reason that Glenn died.
Yeah, and I want to wait a little bit on that because I have a few more likes, and that actually made my dislike list. And I have reasons why.
All right.
All right, so next on the likes list is when Negan said not making a decision is a big decision. I just love that. And he's absolutely right. And, like, for some reason, I thought of relationships, like, between boyfriend and girlfriend for some reason. And I thought, like, oh, if the boyfriend doesn't propose, it's not that he's not proposing. Wait, his decision to not propose is actually a decision to not marry. Like, for some reason, that's the...
So, all the killing going on, that's what you thought about.
That's what I thought about. I was like, he hasn't proposed yet. That means he has decided he does not want to marry you. I was like, oh my gosh, Walking Dead. They just, like, made everything clear. Like, you know, relationships right now all over the world are going to be, like, clear to people. That's what I thought of.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
This is what I have to deal with on a daily basis.
All right. Two more likes. Maggie saying she wants to fight them.
That was a love. Yeah.
I mean, she was like damn near barely walking, barely breathing her damn self.
And said, let's get ready to fight.
Like, and that's what I was thinking, like, with Negan. Like, do you think you broke them? I mean, you did break them, and they might be broke for a little bit, but after...
Well, you could tell who was broken and who wasn't.
Who wasn't broke, yeah. Michonne is kind of broken.
Michonne is broken. You could tell that... Well, let me tell you who's not broken.
Okay.
Maggie's not broken.
Clearly. Carl.
Carl's not broken.
Sasha.
Sasha's not broken. But that's about it, man.
That's
about it. Because Eugene was crying his ass off the whole time.
I was just about to say that.
Eugene stop crying.
Was crying before anyone got killed. He was broken before. Like, they didn't have to beat Eugene up.
You
he
know
was
what?
Broken already.
We don't know how much time passed from when Negan guys left, you know, till Maggie finally stood up. But it had to be hours. I'm thinking it's hours because daylight passed. Everybody's gone. And Eugene cried the whole time.
No, it felt like it was within 5 to 10 minutes after they left.
No.
Like, that's the feeling I got.
No, they sat on the ground for a while.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they played the scene out in slow motion. It was a great scene.
Which leads back to the pacing. Like, I just love them. They took their time. Nothing seemed rushed. And sometimes that's a criticism of Walking Dead. Like, if we go back to the Morgan episode, Here Not Here.
Which I loved.
Where they took too much time.
Well, okay, I liked it, which I liked.
Yeah, I was gonna say saying you loved the episode is going too far.
Yeah, I was reaching.
But I like the pacing of it. All right, and then actually, there's a few that I'm missing. You can add any because I just thought of another like I liked. But I have Sasha and Maggie, them taking Abraham and Glenn. I like this, and it kind of goes back to that relation because when Sasha got up. First thing I thought was, like, I thought she was going to tell Maggie off. Like, Maggie, we don't have time for this shit. Like, we got to go. But instead, she comforted her.
She said, I'll take you there.
I'll protect you.
Because she's ready to get ready to fight also.
But then it reminded me just how I was talking about that scene back in season 4 when her, Bob, and Maggie were all together. I remember Maggie left them and said, I'm going to go look for Glenn. And then Sasha was like, no way. Like, we're not going on that wild goose. Da, da, da. And then Bob said, I'm not going to let her be alone because I've been through that before. And then Sasha went ahead and went with him. Like, so I was just thinking back to that Maggie and Sasha have a relationship. They have a connection that they've been through a lot. They mourned. I mean, remember when after Maggie's sister died, they mourned. Remember when they were together when they met Aaron. So I guess I kind of forgot about that relationship that they've built over the last few seasons. But I would say that they have a strong bond that I just, you know, looking at them up front, you probably forget about. But you got to remember those moments that they had together and those times that they were all alone. And that's all they had was each other. So I like that even more when she got up and said something. One thing I will say, I don't know why, and I don't know, like, don't judge me here, but I don't know why they want to take the bodies. Like, it's just, it's like no more.
You got to give them a proper burial. But you got to have, like, Pastor Gabriel say a couple of words.
It's so gross. Like, the head is gone and it's all smushed in. And
it doesn't matter.
All right. Any more likes for you?
Really, Nicole, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have any dislikes. I love this episode. Although I was sitting there with my hand on my chest saying this is too much. I love this episode. Okay. Period.
One more like I did have is just that scene where they showed us that, like, what could have been. You know, showing everybody all happy at a dinner table.
You know what? I do have a dislike. That's a dislike. What? Because that was a tearjerker. I don't like to cry. I don't like to cry.
Oh, God. I like that. Seeing, like, Glenn's baby was, like, 4 years old.
Like, why would they do that to us?
Yeah.
I hate writers. You know, they sit there in their little comfy chairs eating donuts with their little pins in their hands.
Yeah.
Deciding who lives and who dies.
Right.
Man, bastards. Even though we didn't hit them with all this, let's hit them with something extra.
Right.
Let's have Glenn playing with his baby. I know they said a lot of people over the edge.
I will tell you, I saw a funny meme online. I think it was Sunday night. You remember that hashtag that was going on earlier this year? Hashtag waste her time 2016.
Yeah.
They had Glenn and Maggie in a picture together. And it was like, get her pregnant and then die. Waste her time 2016. I was like, people are so stupid. It was so funny, though, when I first saw it. All right, that's it for our likes. Let's go to dislikes. All right, since Gary didn't have any dislikes, I guess all of them are mine. I'll be kind of quick with it. First on list is Negan beating Abraham Skolin. It was sick, and it was not needed.
I think it was needed. It was needed to send a message. And you had to think about it like this. Abraham was probably dead after the second hit. And you know what you have to do after that? Now you have to kill him so the zombie won't come out.
No, duh. He was hit in the head. He was going to be... The zombie would have never came.
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe not, but, you know, Glenn was hit in the head also. His eye just popped out. So I think just go ahead and just finish the job.
I hope not.
Which I know that sounds sick, but I like the scene. And like I said, Negan is calculated. Negan knew what he was doing. Negan knew he was dead probably after this second, third blow.
Yeah,
so now it's time to send a message.
No, yeah, he was definitely. But I was like, message received. Like, you hit somebody once over the head. I'm good. I see you're serious, buddy.
I knew he was serious when he said, any, many, mighty, no. It took you that long?
No, I knew he was serious. Like, when your bat is, like, all, like, you know, like you designed your bat.
With the barbed wire?
Yeah. Decorated your bat.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm the Eugene.
Yeah, oh, apocalypse. No, death. I know I'm crying said it was Carl, but I'm like the Eugene. I know I said Carl, but no. Actually, I would have been passed out. I would have never saw any of that. Passed out from fear. Like, oh. And they're like, what? She passed out? They probably would have killed me while I was sleeping. Because they're like, she's too weak.
That pass out would have saved your life.
Actually, I probably would have got shot because I would have got up and ran. Like, fuck y'all. Like, sorry, peace. So why did he want Rosita out of all the people to look at Lucille? It was just a little too much for me. It was like, look at her, you know. And he's like, oh, you're with him? It was just too much. It was almost to the point where it was like, they planned on killing Glenn and this was their way.
Well, killing Abraham.
No. Killing Glenn. This is how they wanted to kill Glenn. Because Abraham's already dead. That's why he's having her look at Lucille. Look at Lucille. Look at Lucille.
And oh, that's why they're having Rosita look at Lucille.
Yes.
Because they kill Abraham.
Yes. They wanted to kill Glenn. And this was their way to lead to killing Glenn, making Rosita look at Lucille because Abraham's now dead, and then Lucille refusing to look up, and then, you know, Daryl doing his sucker punch, and then now, oh, we gotta kill someone else. Here goes Glenn. So I don't know. I just didn't really like that scene because it led to the sucker punch that Daryl gave.
All right, you lost me a long time ago. I don't get anything you just said, but I'm just so confused right now at your dislike and just what you're trying to put together. But the thing is, like I said, I think that he was already going to kill two people. Daryl's sucker punch didn't have anything to do with what he was going to do next. Negan was already over there trying to bait Rick, saying, oh, that was a hell of a trick I played on you and all this. He was already trying to bait Rick, trying to get Rick riled up. The thing is, he got the wrong person riled up. He got Daryl riled up, and he was like, okay, I'm going to go through with it anyway. I don't think what anybody done or what they could have done would have saved either Abraham or Glenn. Negan was going to kill two people regardless.
I don't think Negan was going to kill two people.
Negan was going to kill two people. He wanted to make a point, and I know he was going to do this by him going even further, telling Rick to cut Carl's arm off.
But that was way after
that. That's way after, but that showed you that Negan won't stop. Negan's going to push his point across till you got it. And we're lucky that those are only two that he killed. Well, I'm saying we're lucky. They're lucky.
Right. All right, next on the dislikes, the killing of Glenn. It was a little too much. I want to know, is it even possible? Like, when Abraham said, suck my nuts, and then when Glenn was like, Maggie, I'll find you. Who in the hell is doing all this talking when they're dying? Like, you're not just dying, like, regular dying. Like,
man, hold up, girl, that's romantic.
Everyday dying. Like, come on.
That's romantic.
I need to see, like, history, stories, incidents of when someone was dying and then eating, like, a horrible death.
And hold up. You need to see. This is a zombie apocalypse. Now you need to see. You watch The Flash. And now you need to talk about what's real and what's not real.
Do not judge me for watching The Flash.
I'm just saying that this is a zombie apocalypse. None of this is real.
Shut up. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know why I'm trying to make a sense out of this, but now I allow that sense this out zombie. Of a death. No, it was just weird. Like, when he's like, I'll find you. Like, dude, just die. You're dying.
No.
I'll find you, Maggie. It was just too
You know how many much. People love that? That's romantic.
It was I'll gross. Like, and you know that's why? Because you know how many times
they found each other?
And you know how much we criticized before we were podcasting all the times they had to find each other?
And look, he gonna find her in death.
That's scary. Like, that's the romantic. Last thing your man says to you is, I'll find you. Like, dude, no, do not find me. You stay wherever you're going. You're dead now. Like, I know it sounds insensitive, but, like, I don't know. You might see it as romantic. I kind of saw it as creepy and impossible. Because, one, you should not be able to talk still.
There's nothing impossible about
your
love.
Your motor skills are completely gone.
That's like a Billy Dee line. I'll find you. I loved it.
It was almost like a death haunting line. Like, I'll find you. And like the gooey, gory.
I guess this is how you look at it.
Ghost music played. All right. Only two more dislikes.
So really, you don't really have any dislikes.
These were dislikes.
Because it's like these dislikes are forced.
No,
you mad because he said, I'll find you.
I mean, I'm not mad that he said, I'll find you.
Your first dislike didn't make any sense. He made her look at the bat, so he killed this person and did that.
My first dislike was Negan beating Abraham's skull in.
Yeah, but Nicole, you know, what if I told you we don't have to have any dislikes?
But I do. The next two dislikes, just two more, is I really don't like when Carl didn't come when Negan told him to. He's like, come on, kid. And, like, it took him two times.
Oh, like, you would come when Negan tell you to.
No, like, Carl was acting... Okay, I understand, Carl, you're a tough, bad guy, whatever.
Not tough, bad guy. Negan just killed two people.
No, exactly.
I'm not trying to be a third kill.
No, but he was acting all tough. And then even when Negan was, like, putting the thing belt around his arm, does it hurt? No. And, like, Carl just had an attitude. And I was like, what the hell? After everything you just saw.
Yo, Carl have nerve damage.
No.
The guy just got shot in the eye, shot in the head. It probably did hurt him.
No, but the way he said, I mean, come on. Carl's old enough to know better. Why don't you just say yes? Like, ow, just a little. Like, come on. Even Carol knows how to fake it every once in a while. Carl should have been able to fake it just a little bit, and I just did not appreciate his attitude.
Hold up. Just come from the person that said they would have passed out. Now you mad because he didn't come right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
All right. What's your next dislike?
My last dislike is, okay, it's a small one, but he was like, what's his name when Daryl, he asked for Daryl to go, not asked, but demanded that Daryl go with him or whatever. He had to ask what Daryl's name is. And he's like, yeah, sounds about right. But like 5 minutes earlier, he tells Carl to come on and he uses Carl's name. And I'm like, how did you know Carl's name, but you did not know Daryl's name? Like, that was just a little weird. It's like you saying, hey, Rosita. Like, how do you know Rosita's name?
Well, you had to understand that he was talking to Carl and Rick the whole time. You know, Carl was a badass the
but
whole
they
time.
Never said, my name is Carl or anything like that.
I mean, what, you think everybody know Daryl? There's no social media.
If they should have known anybody.
Yo, they're not best friends on Facebook.
If anybody's name should have been known at this point, it should have been Daryl's, because Dwight had interactions with Daryl. But him knowing Carl's name 5 minutes, I mean, like I said, it's a small dislike, but I just noticed that second watch when he mentioned Carl's name but did not know Daryl. So it's just a small dislike. I mean, it's just very, very small. That's it. That's it. I mean,
moving along.
Yeah, moving along. Okay, that's all our likes and dislikes. We'll now go to listener letters. So if you guys would like to be part of the podcast and give us your feedback, thoughts, whether you agree or disagree with us, hit us up dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. Our first comment comes from Facebook, and it's Nancy Lopez McQueen.
Hi, Nancy.
She wrote, love the instant cast from you guys. I have to say, Carl gets the I Ain't Fearing Shit award. He was willing to have Rick cut his arm in a way, have this ordeal be done with. I'm mad with Daryl since his outburst may have contributed to Glenn getting killed. Overall, it was a great episode. Can't wait to hear the full recap. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. And I agree with you. I think Carl is not fearing shit. I don't know if I'm going to give that to him, because after watching, I see so many I ain't fearing shits, so many people. But yeah, Carl was badass. But like I said before about Daryl, I think Negan was going to kill somebody else anyway.
All right.
But thank you, Nancy.
All right, we have an email from Jerry. Subject line is Jerry's back.
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Jerry. It says, how you two doing? Had to write in again. I'm the one who wrote you guys about 8 months ago about Morgan.
Right.
Let's start with him making my Carol a wimp. And I think he's talking about the previews for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how Negan beat down Glenn and Abraham. I bet Morgan, he would still do nothing about it.
I don't know. I think Morgan, the monster or the beast will come out of him now.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
No Fear Shit award goes to Carl, the future serial killer.
All right.
He was going to take it like a man to let his dad cut his arm off. He never cried or shook in front of Negan. Carl in the future is going to be one badass character. Some of the other Walking Dead podcasts are saying finally Rick's evil group finally found their match. They're wrong about that. Rick's group, if I'm correct, I've never seen them kill anyone innocent. That could be debated.
How? I mean, can you tell us who?
Well, Rick was almost going to kill that savior that Morgan saved.
Oh, you said almost.
And then all the people in Negan's group, remember when they killed him in their sleep?
That was a sick episode, but I don't think those guys were innocent.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, they had pictures of dead people over their bodies.
And he wrote, or going around town to town trying to take over lands like Negan. All the people I've seen or remembered Rick's group ever killed was people trying to kill them or people just evil. Rick's group doesn't just kill anyone just to kill. So I feel they're the good guys in this show. And Negan, he's an awesome villain and can't wait to see what happens when the tables turn on him. And one more thing. Sorry it takes so long to watch this. Now I'm a Game of Thrones fan. Had to tell you that.
Oh, that's what's up.
That is definitely what's up. Definitely check out our Game of Thrones podcast. We did not start until like season 5.
Yeah.
And it was our very first podcast. So give it a few episodes. That's our baby. Yeah. Give it a few episodes before we, you know, we refound our niche or whatever. But I think you'll enjoy it. All right. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, Jerry, I like your I Ain't Fearing Shit, just like I like Nancy's. Both of you picked Carl, which, like I said, Carl is badass. And I agree with you about Rick's group. I don't think we killed anyone. And I say we because I just feel like I'm just part of the crew. That I don't think we killed anybody that didn't deserve to be killed. I mean, I know that probably sounds wrong right now, but I don't think that the crew killed anybody that wasn't trying to kill us.
They almost killed Aaron, but, you know, he was innocent.
But you keep saying almost.
All right.
You know, we talk about actual fatalities. Fatalities.
Okay. All right. Next on our comments list, we have an email. Actually, we have a website post from Derek. So you guys, you can always leave comments on our website. And that's also a great way to see what other people are thinking and, you know, kind of get some conversations going there. So Derek wrote, I like his, he started off with, sup, Gary, Nicole.
Sup, Derek.
And now we know how the other groups felt after our group killed so many people last season.
Uh-oh, Derek, one of them.
He wrote, damn, they threw a curveball and gave us 2 deaths. Negan was right to call Abe because he would fuck things up more than any other member. I figured it would be Abe or Sasha, but Glenn? Plot armor has run dry. 3 strokes, you're out, son. Yes, it was gruesome how they both got it. Him saying, I'll find you to Maggie, heartbreaking.
It was. I agree. Romance. The romance not dead.
Negan took the time out to take Rick on a ride to break his spirit, and that he did. If Rick would have played it cool instead of saying, I'm going to kill you multiple times, Daryl would not have had his outburst and Glenn would still be alive. Also, they could have flew under the radar until they could strike. So he's going a little step further, like where I was sort of blaming Daryl by saying, hey, if Daryl didn't have his outburst, you know, Glenn wouldn't have been killed. But he's actually taking a step back saying, whoa, if Rick would have just kind of been like, super sad, then everyone else would have just kind of played along with it, and or maybe Negan would have felt to kill somebody else.
And that goes back to the point I was trying to make. Negan tried to bait Rick. He was going to kill somebody regardless. That's what I think. The only reason Rick said, I'm going to kill you, is because Negan was, oh yeah, that's a hell of a trick I played on you. You know, he was baiting him. He wanted to get a reaction. He knew he wasn't finished breaking him.
Right. So
there was going to be another person there regardless.
I like the calculated coolness Negan has. Damn, this dude is good. So many one-liners, too good. He's going to replace Abe now. How do we pick up the pieces? The entire group is wrecked.
And I agree.
I do like his one-liners. I think his one-liners are actually a little bit more relatable than Abe's one-liners.
Abe one-liners were good. They were so damn good. They were funny.
Yeah. But how do we pick up the pieces? Run, hide. every man for themselves. Everyone just scatter.
Yeah, they killed 2 strong characters. And Derek said what we were saying, that Abraham had to go because he would have wrecked shit.
You know, I just realized I think I'm in denial about Glenn's death. I think I am starting to get a little sad about it. Like, if I let myself think about it for too long, it's just sort of sad. Like, Glenn, he was just such a good guy. He never wanted to hurt nobody. He always did the right thing. I think I'm trying to be more like Carl so I won't have to feel. And I do think I think that hurt more than anything is the Glenn thing. I mean, Abraham, he was a good character and all, but like, for some reason, I never fully attached to him, Rosita, and
honestly, Eugene. Although we talked about Abraham dying, that hurt. When he actually killed Abraham And there was a couple of people I had in my head, like, you know what? As long as they don't kill this person, I'm cool. And Abraham wasn't one of the people that I had in my head. But when he killed Abraham, I was like, no, that was heartbreaking. And then going back and kill Glenn, like, wow.
Yeah, no, it was pretty sad.
But yeah, but going back to what Derek is saying, I 100% agree with you. It is going to be hard to pick back up the pieces that you're the person that Jerry was talking about when they said that now we see what other groups failed.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with that. I agree more with Jerry on this part that we never killed anybody that wasn't trying to kill us or didn't deserve it.
Okay.
And then we weren't attached to other groups.
Right, right. We didn't have that attachment. He has some I ain't fair and shit over here. So Derek Earl, I ain't fair and shit. Abe, dude went out hard as fuck. I guarantee you no one else could talk shit after a hit like that.
That's dope.
Close second was Carl. If my arm's getting cut off, I'm screaming like a little biatch. Real talk. Third is Glenn. They already gave us his send-off last season with the dumpster gate. Right. Yeah. That's why I feel like,
Right.
He took an eye-popping shot and suffered while Negan taunted him to give him a silhouette. This season is going to be epic.
It is. Yeah, thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. We appreciate it. I actually kind of didn't like that part. Like, I didn't. I mean, it was not a show dislike. It was more like a character dislike. It kind of pissed me off that Negan, like, sat there and was making jokes why, you know, Glenn is still, like, suffering and dying.
Yeah,
and...
but this is Negan. But, yeah. Oh, you said it's not. It's a character dislike.
Yeah, it's a character dislike. All right, so we have an email from Tiffany, and luckily she broke it down into numbers, so that's cool. All right,
What's
up, Tiffany? Hi, Gary, Nicole, and the Verdicts in Walking Dead community. I love how she included everyone. I need some type of collective e-hug from all of you. Thank you in advance. Okay. I'm very upset, but also super impressed by this episode, and it's really hard for me to even explain that. I'll just talk about what impressed me. One, Abraham basically trying to take the beating for everyone. He did a hand calm down motion and then threw the deuces up to Sasha. Of course, Suck My Cock was classic. Abraham was classic Abraham, and I liked it.
Yeah.
We agree. We like that. Number two, Rick and his fuck you eyes made me truly believe things Negan needed the full early morning hours to break Rick's spirit. Even when he got back into the RV from finding the hatchet, he still had the look.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because actually, probably when Negan sent him out there to get it, that probably just made him even more pissed off, I think. And yeah, he wasn't broken. I think it took all of that or just his son, who he was going to have to cut off his own son's arm, is what broke him.
Yeah.
Three, the breaking of Rick. Wow. I don't karate, but I know karazi. Rick Grimes has been broken, and it hurt my spirit to see. With that said, I feel like the fire for revenge has been lit in all the other members of crew. Number three, the breaking of Rick. Wow. I don't know karate, but I do know crazy. Rick Grimes has been broken, and it hurt my spirit to see. With that said, I feel like the fire for the revenge has been lit in all the other members of crew.
Okay.
Yeah, even though actually part of me feels that maybe the other members won't fully understand. You know how they have like support groups for people who've been through something?
Right.
And of course you can
mourn. This is dramatic.
Traumatic, but you can mourn them and everything like that. But you're never going to know exactly how those people that went through it felt.
Right.
You know, it could be the saddest thing, but the people that actually experienced it
had to see it for themselves.
Yeah. So I think there's definitely going to be some, I understand. And I'm mourning with you. We're mourning the loss of Abraham and Glenn, but I don't think like what happened with them, however many, I want to call them like the eight, you know, whatever, you know, however many there are, that seven, whatever. I want to call them like no one else knows what they went through. those hours of sitting there, not knowing, am I going to die? Am I going to live? Is Rick going to come back or is Rick not going to come back? Am I going to see a little boy's arm get cut off or beat in front of his dad? So I think the other crew members are...
Or stuff they already witnessed.
Yeah. Yeah. The beatings. The beatings. So I think they're going to definitely be sad, but I don't know if they're going to be able to fully comprehend what went down. Number four. Basically, every single scene after Negan's crew left is when the tears started. Everyone's sitting around emotionally drained. Maggie slowly getting to her feet and saying, go get people to fight back. Carl trying to pull Maggie away. Her hugging him before he picks up Glenn's body. Just tears.
Oh, Nicole knows. Nicole was crying those tears, too.
Whatever. No, I actually, those are the scenes I enjoyed the most. Like, pardon me, and I guess the reason why I did not like so much the beatings is because I felt like they did it for shock and awe. But I don't think you need to do shock and awe to win people's heart or win people's, like, oh, wow, that was a good episode. Like, because those weren't even things that got me. Like, when those scenes happened the second time around, I looked away. It was that those emotional parts that Tiffany's talking about is that really was like, wow, that was good.
And you're right. Those were good scenes, the emotional scenes. I don't think the other scenes, the beatings, were shock and awe. I think those were needed. We needed to see Negan's character. We needed to know how dark he was, how deep he could get. And I love those scenes. Not as much as I love the emotional scenes, because those were kind of much, but I did love those scenes.
Well, I think they could have, like, had Negan beating. Like, we could have saw the first hit, and like, whoa. And then, like, we could have just heard the beating. We didn't have to, like, see the blood splatter and the guts and the mushed head. Like, I'm okay with that. That's all. All right, number five. Maybe Rosita is the real G. Because I think she was really in love with Abraham. And technically, him and Sasha were getting to know each other. She handled her pain well and is becoming a chapter I like. Holding hands with Sasha over Abe's body was so emotional. More tears. Yeah, I really liked that part.
Yeah, I loved that. And, you know, that was a typical, you know, I was down with him from day one.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got on, he left me.
He left me for a new chick.
I had his back. I killed multiple zombies for him, protected him.
Right.
Watched his back. He watched mine.
That was still messed up, though, how Abraham broke up with her. I thought you were the last woman on earth. Like, what kind of bullshit do you... You didn't tell somebody that.
He was honest.
Sometimes being honest is not always the best.
Well, it's not like he was stuck with a bad last woman on earth, because Rosita was beautiful. I mean, he could have got stuck with, like, an attitude-having, gun-toting, grandmama Madea type chick. You know, let me stop before I give Tyler Perry some ideas. You know, next thing we know, he have a Madea take on a zombie apocalypse. Nobody would see that shit. Nobody would see that shit.
Even though Madea, Boo, whatever, Halloween, I think that was like the number one movie this weekend.
It grossed $30 million.
Someone actually at work today told me, forgot how they pronounce Madea's name. They was like, have you seen Madea? I don't know. Whatever they pronounced it, I knew what they were talking about. They're like, oh, that movie was so funny. I was like, okay. But anywho, back to what you were saying as far as Rosita being pretty, yes. Because, like, when we were watching right now for the second time, and she's sitting there, I said, I swear she looked like she just got curls in her hair. Like, she just got her hair done. Like, she was just sitting there, and it's like they did all her pretty makeup. And then threw a couple splashes of zombie blood on her face. Or not zombie blood, but like Abraham's blood or whoever's blood on her face. But I'm like, this girl looks like she could be in a model photo shoot. Like, she is so pretty. So, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have a bad choice.
No, he definitely did well there. All right, and then Tiffany continues. Woo. Not sure what to say, really. It was excellently directed. The acting by everyone was amazing. And everyone's actions were believable. All the small details really make this episode an A+ for me. For example, the zombie falling and eating the brains off the ground at the end. I didn't even notice that part.
I was already.
Well, the zombie falling that Rick grabbed onto that was hanging. I didn't have it in my dislikes list, but I kind of thought it was a little unbelievable because I'm like, didn't they just kill this man? Like, he shouldn't be able to fall apart that easy, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, he's only been dead for like 24, 40 hours. So that was my only thing.
Yeah, if that.
The Neganite who took the picture echoing the wall over the bed of the men Glenn originally killed. The title of the episode is what Dr. Jenner said to Rick at the CDC back in season 2. That is true. And she said, for the record, I read that in a comment section on AV Club. Gotta give props where it's due, but it still made me go, hmm. And that she means like when the title episode is The Day Will Come When You Won't Be or something. And I guess when Rick thanked Dr. Jenner, you know, like at the CDC, like, thank you or whatever. I guess he was like, you know, the day will come when you won't be thanking me or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because remember, he wanted them all just to die right there at the CDC.
Yeah. He tried to save their lives.
Right.
By killing them.
By killing them. Right. An easy, clean death. Yeah. And she said, and that started making me thinking, there were a bunch of callbacks to previous seasons. Negan saying the RV was a piece of shit is something Dale would say. At the Sunday dinner scene, I think Morgan's wife was there. Morgan's wife wasn't there, I don't think, but Morgan did have his ring on, but that's just something him and Rick have done, like, over all these seasons, even though they're no longer, like, their wives are no longer in the picture, they just still keep their ring on. Rick saying he'll kill Negan was similar to what he told Garrett at Terminus. Yeah, that's immediately what I thought when he was like, I'm gonna kill you, because remember he told Garrett, I'm gonna kill you with this machete right here, and that's right. Exactly what he killed him with. There's more, I'm sure. I'm just tired. During an episode last season of The Talking Dead, I remember them saying the cliffhanger was because this season is going to be a before and after type season. Before Negan and after Negan. And I feel like all these callbacks were a way of saying bye to what we know of the group. That's good.
That is good.
Predictions for the season. I predict Maggie is going to take the lead from Rick. She's not going to just let Glenn get killed violently without a response. She's lost the most. Sasha, too, and was already ready to fight. So, baby or not, Negan is going down. But Carl will kill Negan, because when Glenn was getting got, they showed Carl and he was watching and giving angry Rick eyes.
I agree. And that's why I told Nicole.
Yeah, that's exactly what Gary said.
Yeah, I said, we're going to be surprised by who kills Negan. I think it's going to be Carl.
Yeah. Before we start podcasting, that's what he told me. I haven't worked out how, but I will. And I also think Spencer Douche has been helping Negan already. I think he's a mole.
Ooh. Oh, man.
We did see Spencer eat those crackers. No, I mean, he told everybody else not to. Maybe he was telling everyone else not to because he was going to give some to Negan. Like, that might be going too far. I don't know. Spencer doesn't seem like he has the brains. But, you know, remember when he was going to sneak out?
Look at Tiffany got our wheels grinding.
I know. Like, all these thoughts are going in my head now. All right, Tiffany, we'll give you props if it happens. I'm also looking forward to seeing how guilt about Glenn getting killed will affect Daryl and his captivity. Will it be forced work or just captivity? Will he kill Burnt Dude who has his crossbow? Okay, so a lot of people have been talking about the whole Daryl thing. And, like, I think Daryl is going to be not, like, a prisoner. I think they're just going to, like, kind of slowly integrate him into their community. Like what happened in season 4, once again, when he was with the other guys. The claimed.
Right.
Claimed or whatever they used to say. So I think that's kind of what I think Daryl is kind of like he adapts to his environment.
Right.
You know, ain't afraid of shit award. This is easy. Not Rick. Maggie. Tiffany's funny.
That's wrong.
Maggie and Carl. Those are going to lead the group. Peace out. Well wishes to Mrs. Gloria. Hey, Yolanda. So happy to be back watching The Walking Dead with y'all and everyone who listens till next week we meet. With hopes it's also harrowing, Tiffany. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
That was a long one, but a good one. I liked it. We appreciate it. All right, I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. Gary, you go first.
Although Carl is really not fearing shit, he could care less about what Nigga's talking about. He's showing no emotion. he's the person I said they should have listened to from the get go and just killed the group ahead of them when in the RV when they first rode across them. Carl said, let's do this. But I'm not going to give the I Ain't Fearing Shit award to him today. I'm going to have to give it to Maggie. And the reason is, although Maggie showed a lot of emotion, she cried a little bit. You know, it's understandable Glenn died. But the first thing Maggie did when it was over with was said, let's go so we could get ready to kill him. That ain't fearing shit. All this stuff that just happened around her, the people that just died, she almost seen Carl Arm get cut off, and she's ready to go get revenge already. That's badass. I'm giving Maggie the I Ain't Fearing Shit award.
All right. I Ain't Fearing Shit for me this week is going to have to go to Abraham. I know he died, and it's kind of, you know, not something we normally do, give it to someone that died, but he went out like a G. Like, even when he sat up, like, he didn't cry. I would have been shaking in my boots, literally. So, I'm going to give it to Abraham. I Ain't Fearing Shit.
That's a good one, too. Because, yeah, nigga would have had to hit me with the bat. So, he swung in my direction. That wind would have got me.
Like, I would have ducked and everything. Like, he would have been chasing me around with the bat. Like, I would have been ducking and, like, begging. Like, wait, can we talk about this? All right. Most likely to die. Who do you got?
That's a tough one. Because we just got two deaths. I don't want anybody to die now. Not in our crew. But I'm going to have to say the next person to die, the most likely to die, would probably be, and you may not disagree. You may not agree, I'm sorry. And nobody will agree with me, but I think it's Daryl. I don't think Daryl's going to survive the Negan camp.
That is so funny you say that, because most likely to die, I'm going to have Daryl as well. I know I said just a minute ago that Negan will probably not use him as like a slave or anything like that. He'll probably put him to work, just incorporate him to his group. But I think what's going to happen is that Daryl's going to end up getting killed. And the reason I think that's because I think the writers want us to think, oh, it's all over. None of our group will get killed anytime soon. And I think they're going to hit us with a bang, bang.
For real.
Right after each other, just so we can like, you know, so we can be like on high alert or whatever.
Right.
So that's, I have a feeling.
Writers, that's what the bastards are thinking.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. I've gone into their minds now. So
they're thinking, yeah, they were going to kill a couple of extras, bring somebody in the episode and knock them off. But I don't think they're finished with us. I don't think the writers will be satisfied to we're on our knees begging them to stop right. killing our people.
Until we're like Rick or Reek. All right, you guys, that is it. We will be back next Sunday with our instant cast. And as always, you can write in for our full recaps, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. I will also be covering the final season of Rectify. So if we have any Rectify fans here, tune into our Verdicts In feed. We'll be covering that.
And we're also covering Atlanta.
We are covering Atlanta.
We already done three episodes.
We just have not posted them because we want to try to post at least 4 or 5 episodes at a time since we're doing it late. But
right,
we have done 3 episodes of Atlanta and we absolutely love that show. So definitely check out our Verdicts In feed. That's where all of our like one-off shows that don't have its own feed will go to. All right. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.